Welcome to the Divorce View Talk Show with your co-hosts, Joni Winberg and Rosalind Sadaka, your divorce mentor team. If you're contemplating divorce, going through a divorce, or are ready to move forward after your divorce, then we've got you covered. We'll even help you get back into the dating game. This show will lift your spirits, answer your questions, and guide you through the challenges you're facing. And our guest divorce experts will provide insights, tips, and tools to support you and the children you love during and after divorce. And now, here's your divorce mentor team, Joni and Rosalind.
Welcome to the Divorce View Talk Show. Hi, it's Joni Winberg, Certified Human Behavior Consultant, Divorce Mentor, and CEO of the National Association of Divorce for Women and Children. And every week we have this fabulous weekly show, and I have a fabulous time to share this with my co-host, Rosalind Sadaka. Hello, Roz.
Hi, Joni. Thanks so much. I'm Rosalind Sadaka, the founder of the Child Center Divorce Network, a divorce and parenting coach, and author of How Do I Tell the Kids About the Divorce? And I have a special guest today that I met personally when I was traveling in California. He's a divorce family law attorney who has a wealth of experience behind him and a big heart because he understands the damage that divorce can do to the entire family structure, and has written a really innovative book that has given us a way of looking at divorce in a visual sense. And so not only is it written, but it's filled with charts and graphs that visually depict the consequences of different turns and choices one has in divorce. And I'll let our guest tell you himself. His name is Terry McNiff.
Hi, Roz and Joni. How are you?
Hi, welcome.
Thank you so much for inviting me to your great show. I've seen a few of the shows, and you're doing great work, and I'm really happy to be a part of it. The first thing that I wanted to mention is, you know, people might be wondering, why are you doing what you're doing, Roz doing what she's doing, and why am I doing what I'm doing, trying to reach people to help them figure out what they should do in their divorce? And is this really timely information? Is this something that the world needs? And I just saw an article in the New York Times on Sunday, written by a professor, Robert Emery. And this quote explains why we do what we do. He said in his article, his article is called How Divorced Parents Lost Their Rights. And the point is, once you start that divorce or breakup process, you've lost the ability to control everything related to your children unless you work it out. And you have to work it out with your ex. And his the biggest quote is, your emotional impulse in divorce is to hurt back because you hurt so badly. Our legal system should work against that impulse, not encourage it. The other point of his article was, the legal system fails.
So you're saying instead of the court system discouraging that and telling people to be the adults and start acting out or acting up, so to speak, to behave themselves and try to get some control for the sake of the whole process.
Right, and the courts are losing the battle. They've failed most parents. Too many parents are fighting over their kids, and the courts allow that. And so I was really happy to see that a few days ago, because it's from an outsider. It's a professor at University of Virginia. It's not one of us saying you need this, so people don't have to take our words for it. And I also saw a very perceptive quote by Roz in a recent article, Divorcing Parents, Avoid Litigation and Choose Mediation Instead. And it explains why the lawyers have failed people. Roz said, too often the only real winners in family courts are the two divorce attorneys. When you are paid by the hour to keep your client in the ring, it's unlikely that peaceful resolution is a strong motivator. Mm-hmm. And then that might not be convincing enough for most people. Sorry, That might not be convincing enough for most people, but you both had Larry Sureski on the show some time back, and he created that wonderful film, the custody film, Talk to Strangers.
Yes.
And this is a lawyer much like me who practiced 30 years and saw all of this horrible stuff going on while all around him, the parents, the judges, the other lawyers, couldn't see it. And his quote, and I think why he does what he does, to innovate, as you said, Roz, we all need to innovate to reach these people before they begin fighting. He said, I have seen too many children go through this custody evaluation process and suffer from it in ways that aren't necessarily apparent to their parents or to the lawyers involved or to the judges. And that's exactly what I've seen, and the two of you have seen that too. And really what it means is people can't rely on the court system. They can't rely on the lawyers to protect them. They can't even rely on their family and friends to protect them. They need something else to see their way through this because they're under great stress. And so those are the reasons behind we do what we do. And what I've found over the 30 years that I've been practicing is the more that I drew clients a picture or a diagram of what they were getting into, the issues, options, and consequences, the more they saw what was going on and they remembered it. Because I used to write them long explanatory letters saying, here's the path that you've chosen. And they would keep coming back to me and saying, why didn't you tell me this? And I said, well, I would generally say, well, it's on page 7, line 13. Didn't you read that paragraph?
we need visual, Terry.
And they would get upset. They were upset that I told them in a way that they couldn't remember. And that's part of what stress does is you don't remember things well. You only hear about 10 to 20% of what someone's trying to tell you. So you either have to repeat it over and over or find another innovative way to present it so that it sticks with them. And so that's why I came up with these diagrams. And I think all of us are doing something that may reach a huge percentage of these people. I'm not necessarily certain. I'm not dogmatic about it and don't believe that everyone needs exactly my work. Mm-hmm. They might need one of the two of you as a coach. They might need Joni's personality assessment. They might need that forgiveness book by that other person that you had on, guest, Lori Rubenstein.
Yes, Lori.
That was a fabulous presentation, and she had a very deep story about it. And really, all that we're trying to do is avoid people coming in that class of people, which is adult children of divorce. Because what happens, like it did with Lori, is it can destroy your life. And it will certainly rule your life in negative ways for a long time, those children of divorce.
Terry, what I like about it is that you're saying, and it sounds like you've tried over the years to work with other attorneys. In fact, I think you said you've been coaching other attorneys for 20 years.
Yeah.
Or working with judges of the court system to try and change. It doesn't sound like a lot of success. So now you're saying, okay, the best thing to do is to get to the parents first to say, this is what can possibly happen if you follow the same pattern as the norm of the courts and the attorney. So this is what I'm showing you, and let's avoid this. So it seems like you've shifted more to the people themselves. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. I started thinking that after almost 15, 16 years at the time of writing the lawyer practice article for the Los Angeles County Bar reference book, and there are 20,000 lawyers in the Los Angeles County Bar, I saw no change in behavior.
Wow.
I would write new things about, well, let's use common sense. If you're fighting about something that you can't win or that may hurt the children, stop. And I was not getting any kind of the right change. I think we need a fundamental change in the system, because the system is all about rights and letting parents fight as much as they want. And that's a system that's fraught with danger.
Yes. So tell us the name of the book that you created and let us see what makes it so unique.
Okay. The book is Picture Your Divorce to See the Right Decisions. And what's unique about it is that it's a diagram of the issues, options, and consequences. It might be kind of hard to see on the video, but for instance, the most important picture to me, other than the one about custody dispute consequences, is about mediation.
Yes.
And what that picture shows, along with, if you compare it to the pictures for, say, litigation, or just plain negotiation, or anything else in the system, arbitration, whatever, trying to work it out in some other way without a professional neutral, is that mediation is head and shoulders above everything else in terms of giving you more control, more privacy, less cost, and I think the clincher has to be for anyone, it's totally voluntary. You can quit at any time. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, if someone calls me and says, I want you to represent me as a lawyer, I'm about to get divorced, I always say no. No, I'm not going to do that until you do two things. One, you must go to a counselor, either with your spouse or not. And if they say they've tried counseling, then I ask them questions about that. Because a counselor can get you down this correct path, too. Mm-hmm. And then I say, before either party hires a lawyer, go get a mediator. Because the mediator is going to know lawyers who are peacefully inclined, so that your spouse tends to be more likely to get a peacefully inclined lawyer. Otherwise, you are in big, big trouble. You have no idea. And then I say, let me show you a picture.
Right.
And that's really the purpose behind the book, is just to show them in sort of graphic terms. In fact, the one about custody dispute consequences, I'll show you a different blow up of it. And I think we can all agree it's a relatively ugly picture. Whether you can
hold it up higher. Yes. So
whether you can read it or not, it's a relatively ugly picture. And what it presents is all of the various consequences once you begin to fight about your children. And they're all bad, every single one of them. Intervention, investigation, interrogation, observation, talking to everyone the children know, testing. It's just all bad stuff that most parents don't ever want, if you can show it to them in advance.
So what you're doing is making it simpler for people to cognitively just get the picture. If I take this road, these are the options, these are the forks, and these are the consequences. If I take that road, there are going to be different options, forks, and consequences, and maybe there's even a third or a fourth road, and you're showing them all and letting people get a step-by-step perspective of where they're going, so they could stop right at the beginning and say, do I want to take myself and my family, especially the children I love, down this path, which inevitably is going to lead to these consequences. Mm. It's a brilliant way of showing that and saving people so much aggravation and so much pain and heart.
And money and hope. Terry, do you also show if they don't go that way, if they go this way, like you're saying, mediation and so forth, do you also show how a different chart would show how it might be more less complicated so that they can see their path?
Yes, I try to show them in different ways because, as you both know, and as I've seen many times over the years, the law about divorce, in its complexity, is so hard for most people to understand once you get into the minutiae of everything related to support. You can look at a statute for spousal support, for instance, in California. We have about 15 factors that the court is supposed to think about. Well, and then the last factor is any other fact that may be just or equitable. So what does that mean? And it's the same thing with respect to if you get in a fight about custody of the children or anything really related to the children. We all have that phrase, I think probably every state, best interests of the children. Mm-hmm. Now, what does that mean? There are 1,000 definitions and examples. In fact, one time when we were giving a seminar on this, we pulled out the Witch's Almanac, which has the 12 houses of whatever it is, and we thought, this is really crazy stuff. But if you look at everything in the Witch's Almanac, you could bring that up in a custody dispute. So it's basically unending wide open. You can subject your children and your ex, but also yourself to just about anything.
I think it's fabulous. To me, it's just a wake-up call that is so important. I just get excited that there's this visual, or that visual charts that people can see to actually look at the path that they may choose. And I guess what's surprising to me, and maybe to both of you as well, is that the courts don't jump all over this to say, oh my goodness, let's do this.
I know. That's what you would think.
Yeah, well, there's a great psychological bias. The quote is attributed to various people, but the gist of it in basic terms is where you stand comes from where you sit. So that I learned this from Professor George Seidel at the University of Michigan in a seminar years ago. And the gist of it is that if you're entrenched in that system, you may think that you're doing great things. In fact, I went to a conference once with these professionals, an international conference that I think I told you about, Joni, the Association of Families and Conciliation Courts. And they believe they are the highest experts in the world having to do with custody. And every one of their presentations was about these incremental little changes or about how their thing would improve the system without changing it fundamentally.
Right.
And I remember I was presenting the poster, the ugly one that I showed you about child custody dispute consequences, because I thought, kind of like you and like lay people, if all these experts just see it, we're done. Mm-hmm. Show them this before they file their papers and bingo, it's over. And I saw in the eyes of the judges and the psychologists and the psychiatrists and the lawyers, no, I'm not accepting that at all. Yes, you have laid it all out, but I don't think people are going to see that.
I think there's a conflict of interest. Big
yes.
time.
Yeah, it's a huge professional bias. And the other part of that bias is that I've seen it among lawyers, judges, psychologists, psychiatrists, who are involved in the system, the forensic psychologists and psychiatrists. They believe that if anything that you're doing as a consumer, you have someone who is licensed to do as a professional, you need that highly educated, licensed professional to do it. And every one of the professionals that I've run into believes that thought, not seeing what Larry saw, which is the judges, the lawyers, the parents are not getting it. They don't see we're hurting the children.
I think it's healthy to find that balance. And I might have shared with you with this before, Roz, having a client years ago who had tried to commit suicide, and she had a therapist. And the therapist said to me, does she need both of us? And I said, let her tell us. And so she really explained it. Clearly, I love the way she explained it. She said, well, my therapist helps me with the past, and I go over all the different family dynamics. But Joni's moves me forward. She's the strategist, the mentor, the cheerleader, gives me the tools I need. So what I really got out of that was such a clear understanding of how both parties can really help make a difference. So to me, you know, I'm hoping, I think pretty much that therapist saw the light to say, okay, you know, we do need both here. But what you're saying is, you know, to at least say, you know what, they are good, they are professionals, we do need them, but also what else do we need to complete the puzzle?
Right, and I would just differ on one thing. I'm not so sure we always need them.
Yeah, I agree. I think the system needs a lot of changing, and when they're too close to it, and they're resistant, and that's,
I like that.
It's staying consistent that way, and it's so sad. So breaking rules sometimes, and doing the more empowering parents to take responsibility first, rather than opening themselves up and surrendering to the courts, is really, I think, behind what we're all trying to say, and that gives them more freedom and more power. Because you know your children and your family dynamic better than anyone else. And if the parents could see eye to eye enough to talk and communicate between one another, they don't have to have all these outside professionals in who take responsibility and then own your life.
But yeah,
I never looked at it that way. I like that. That makes sense. I'm sorry, Terry. Go ahead.
Well, I think you're exactly right, Roz, because we know we can't rely on the lawyers and judges. You can talk to just about anybody who's gone through a divorce and gone through the court system. And you run into those adult children of divorce all the time. They're on LinkedIn, Facebook, and everywhere else saying how their parents ruined their lives. Mm. And we have to find a way around that. And that's why I really love the idea that of the things that the two of you are doing, which is sort of coaching alongside them. Because we know we can't trust the lawyers or the system. And too many people just think, oh, I'll go to the lawyer and the lawyer will take care of everything. And it doesn't really work that way. One of the diagrams that I have in the book tells you when you do or don't need a lawyer. Because,
right.
Because unlike any of my colleagues, I'm not so sure that a lawyer helps even the majority of the time. I know divorce is complex, but you can usually get help. And that's also in the book, too. There are some self-help organizations through the court websites that can sort of walk you through some of the paperwork. But first, you need to get your head and your heart straight. First, you need to decide, am I trying to destroy this person, my ex, my children, and myself? And that's number one. You need to do that before you even think about going to court. And that's why we need those people who are not lawyers. Because like Roz said, if you're paid by the hour, what are you going to do?
Do you think also that people have that fear that if they don't have someone legally looking out for them, that they're going to really, you know, I guess I could say something, but I'm going to say on the show, just get messed up or something would really happen that would hurt them or their children. And then it's a snowball effect because my ex-to-be has one, so I better get one. You know, the fear, it's based on fear too, would you say?
Oh, you're absolutely right. That is one of the big drivers is you put fear next to anger. And what happens is people go nuts. And like Roz said in a prior show, your tribe gets behind you and urges you on to fight that battle, to blame the other side, especially with family.
Yes.
So in some of the, if people have questions about this or maybe doubts or whatever, that's one of the reasons why I made the free divorce videos for family, friends, and attorneys to see how to avoid a bad divorce. And the other one that I made was how parents can see not to fight over their children, where I walk through all of the consequences.
Love it.
So where do we find this information, Terry? How do we find your book and the videos and everything that you're offering?
Well, if I were looking for it to start off with, I would go to the YouTube channel, Picture Your Divorce. You just go, if you can't read the youtube.com/pictureyourdivorce/videos, all you have to do is go to YouTube, remember Picture Your Divorce, because you want to make it better. You want to see the right decisions. If you put Picture Your Divorce in quotes, you will get to those videos. And if you have children, you really need to see the one about why you don't want to fight about them, because it doesn't happen. It's not going to go the way you think it goes. The judge is not accepting everything that you say. And the judge is going to impose restrictions and controls on you no matter what the situation is. Mm-hmm. People just don't see that part of it. So, and they need to see that part of it.
So to me, the first step is to go and watch your videos to have more clarity and, of course, get your book. Take the time to do the research to find out what you should be doing and just at least have an open mind to look at everything. I mean, what's the rush? I always, you know, what is the rush? What's the difference if I take another month and do some research as to what I want to do before my divorce?
Right. That's a really perceptive thought, because I ran into some research probably a few months ago that I hadn't seen before, but I had believed it and seen it in my cases, which is at least one of the spouses usually regrets getting a divorce and rushing into it. And there's this, it's called Couples on the Brink Project, which I think is at the University of Minnesota, which offers counseling And in fact, I hope they're open-minded about who the counselors can be, because they really need to spread this thing, at least nationwide. And what it is they offer something, they have a fancy title because it's at a university. It's called discernment counseling, to discern or discover, hey, do you really need to get a divorce? And if so, you need to rush into it, because they have found, like you also mentioned, Joni, and I know Roz shares this view, if you get counseling, you get help with somebody who's trying to look out for both of you.
Yeah.
It's going to help. It's going to help anything. You may not repair your marriage. You may still get a divorce, but still, a counselor can help you do it peacefully with the least harm to everyone.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Go ahead, Ross. Go ahead.
Just totally agree. Yes.
I had a friend call or email me the other night. She said, looks like we're going to get a divorce. The first thing I wanted to email back was, have you tried everything? So I'm going to connect with her on the phone, but that will be part of the conversation. What have you done to look through this whole process and really think it through? I know the emotions are kicking in right now, but have you tried everything? And to me, that should be the first thing parents should be thinking about. Have we tried everything to prevent this, you know? And there's always different situations, you know, everything is unique. But to me, look at that first.
So Joni, you probably don't need it, but there is a video there at the YouTube channel,
okay,
how friends can help avoid a bad divorce. It'll give you a couple of tips to talk to your friend from someone other than you, because I know our friends don't always accept what we're doing or that we have total credibility, right? It'll back up everything that you want to say to her.
Well, she actually looked at me like I was, you know, I think she probably wants to become a client to get some support. But go ahead, Roz, what were you going
to
say?
I just wanted to remind our listeners that the message that they're getting today from Terry, this is from a divorce lawyer. Terry has been in the trenches, earning a living as a divorce attorney, and still is. And he goes to litigation because there are couples, especially out in Los Angeles, who love to do it that way and need to do it that way. But you're getting insights from a man who really understands and is telling you, don't go ahead and call us as your first option. Think through from the perspective of a therapist or a mediator before you just go into court and fight, because courts are about win and lose. And divorce is different than a robbery or a murder. It's not about win and lose. It's about resolving and solving a situation for a family that's breaking up, especially when children are involved. So we have to understand the nuances and the subtleties and the not so subtleties of what's happening when you have children. So thank you so much, Terry, for sharing this wisdom and insight with us. Can you give us a takeaway to leave us with that our listeners can get and remind them of where you want them to be and the kind of thinking you want them to do?
Well, the key thing really is for the three of us and for many who feel like us, but we're a distinct minority, is it's about parents and children. And do you want your children to grow up and say, like so many of them do when their parents fight over them, my mom and dad ruined my life?
Oof. That's heartbreaking.
You know, I have to share at this moment, because I had such guilt over my own divorce and my son was 11, the greatest achievement of my life, the greatest moment was when my son, as a young adult in his early 20s, came to me and said, you know, Ma, you and Dad really handled the divorce well. I have so many friends who hate their parents and were so torn apart about the divorce, and you guys did a great job. That, to me, was the most important moment of my life, and it was only then that I started the Child Centered Divorce Network and wrote my book, How Do I Tell the Kids About the Divorce, and moved ahead in becoming a divorce and parenting coach, because I had the validation that maybe I did have something of real value to share with him. But that's the outcome I want for everyone. that side of the story, not the one that, that Terry just brought up.
You know, it's kind of nice, too. It's even if your ex says to you, you know, the kids are successful and great kids because of you. And to me, it's like, do I have the wrong number? You know, it's like, but it's great to, like you said, Roz, it's a wonderful feeling to think that you can all get along as best you can and everyone to move forward. Terry, I was going to also ask you, can you hold up your book one more time so people can see it too?
Yes. Let me know if this is high enough. Picture your divorce, do the right decisions.
Nice. Nice, really good. And there's the video across the front of the screen. I'm going to let you talk for a minute because it will pull up your name and the video that you want to go to.
Right, the free videos for both friends, family, attorneys on the one hand, and for parents themselves to see how to avoid a bad divorce and avoid conflict are all at the YouTube channel. The book itself is Amazon and everywhere else, iBooks, Barnes & Noble, you know, all the usual places. And I just want to say thanks again to both of you. I think we're doing wonderful work because people really need help outside of friends and family and especially outside of attorneys.
Well, thank you. It's been an honor interviewing you. You've given us so much to think about, and you've said it so well. So thank you. We're delighted that we were able to talk with you today.
Thrilled. Thank you. Thrilled to hear Terry. And also to our listeners, to hear this show again is to go to divorceview.com. You learn more about Roz, her work, and also myself and my work. And you'll get to watch this video several times, as many times as you like. So that's divorceview.com. So thanks so much, Roz. Always a joy, always a pleasure to be together.
And we're here together every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
Definitely. And so thanks so much for everyone for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.